Hi, Sean Williams here from Communication Ammo. In the May 24th edition of the Wall Street Journal, Dr. Mitchell Lee Marks of San Francisco State University tackles change leadership. The subhead reads, in part, "Here's how to get employees to let go of the past." Dr. Marks uses three masked case studies that feature enlightened executive managers seeking means to help employees move on from difficult change situations. Post-acquisition integration, demand for improved customer service, and falling short of lofty objectives. In each case, Dr. Marks illustrates how these leaders drove improved employee communication as those means. This is pretty basic, traditional employee engagement stuff. Straight talk with no frills and empathy for how hard the change would be for employees, the chance to vent, the chance to participate more in decision-making and tactical planning, and follow-up strategies to build on the positive momentum of the Big Bang effort. Why would anyone think this is a revelation? The answer, I believe, is that there's not enough humanity in the business curriculum. Amid the cold truths of numbers and the false dichotomy of profit versus people, human systems and organization need to be taught in virtually every class. Those aren't mere numbers on a ledger. They're people. Any leader needs a deep understanding of human factors, communication, and organization as a total process, not a series of discrete, separately managed elements. Thanks for listening. Let me know what you think at communicationammo.com.